And so it goes. Worst Taco Tuesday ever, because the Choco Taco discontinued. I guess we'll forgive you for that, because we were not a Marquette house. We were a Badger house.
Hey, Catholic University, I can be forgiven, right? Forgive me.
Enough rosemaries. Yeah, exactly. You'll be fine.
Rosaries?
Rosaries!
Like the doors like light my fire, and it's like, the time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Time to get your old fireplace taken care of.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Happy Thursday. Jane, how you doing today?
I am great. And, you know, I was thinking about this. One of the things I love about working with you and producing As Goes Wisconsin and being here is the ability to be exposed to new music.
Yeah.
By all of our guests who suggest bumper music. I'm so excited about Milk Lizard. I don't even know what to tell you.
Now I'm excited about Milk Lizard because our guest today, writer and comedian, second time as a guest host. He's performed all over the world. He's the co-owner of the Laughing Tap Comedy Club in Milwaukee, Greg Bach.
Hello.
What's Milk Lizard?
Milk Lizard is a song by a band called the Dillinger Escape Plan, which was one of the best like metal bands to come out in the like mid-90s, early 2000s. I almost put a song on there called Panasonic Youth, but it has the rhythms are so polyrhythmic that you're like, I can't like bop to this. If you want to put Panasonic Youth as a bumper music, and I will, it's amazing. But Milk Lizard is just like really fun. And I also suggested a death metal song because I just want to hear death metal on AM radio. Because, you know, come on, let's do this.
Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's really double down and commit.
Heck yeah.
Except we're not going to curse on air.
No.
No cursing on air.
No, no cussing.
Because the dump button's behind a glass door, so Jade can never get to it fast enough.
No. Oh, I can get to it if I have to.
No effins, no jeffins.
But someone has gone viral.
Oh, yeah.
For dropping and a mother effer.
Yeah.
Don't know if you saw. I know you saw this. I know Jane's seen this. To the listeners at home. Also, listeners at home, if you would like to join us, as always, call or text in 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. Because I have a question.
Yeah.
Do we want our politicians to be cursing?
Yes.
I say yes. Yeah. Jane, what say you?
You know, one of the powers of cursing, though, is when it's used sparingly.
Yes, correct.
If you drop F-bombs all the time, it loses its factor, you know? So I think in this particular instance, he was correct. But I don't want to see this happening in every press conference. Every day, I think it loses its impact.
I agree with that. All right, so let's just set up what happened for the people who don't know. So outside in Texas, outside of our echo chamber of Wisconsin politics,
there's another, Texas.
Yes, there is another very, very big national governor's race in Texas. Greg Abbott versus Beto O'Rourke, and
this just gives Greg's all a bad name.
That's fair.
God, go on. I'm
don't
sorry.
You just wish someone would stand up for someone in Texas? I've been wanting. My friend told me that joke because he's like, "I just wish the Democrats would go low on Greg Abbott." That was his joke. So
because then he would just be like, "See what they did. See what the evil Dems did."
Fair. All right. So, anyways, so there was a rally, a town hall of some sorts. Beto O'Rourke was speaking, and he was talking about gun violence, and he was mentioning the Uvalde massacre that happened in, was that May? So it's been three months, 2 months. So let's just play the clip. I know we bleeped it.
I'm going to make sure that now 11 weeks since we lost 19 kids and their two teachers shot to death with a weapon originally designed for use in combat, legally purchased by an 18-year-old who did not try to obtain one when he was 16 or 17, but followed the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, but it's not funny to me, okay?
So we had to believe it because this is the radio, but he said he literally, without missing a beat,
yeah,
looked at a heckler who was clearly probably, I think at least reports are saying he's a Greg Abbott supporter. And he looked at him and he said, "It may be funny to you, mother effer, but it's not funny to me." And obviously then everyone in the crowd stood up and cheered.
Yeah.
And this clip has gone viral. I think as of right now, it's been seen 5.6 million times on Twitter alone. I'm sure it's posted multiple times. So not even this original video doesn't encapsulate how many people have watched it. There's articles all this morning about it. And this kind of goes to what we were talking about yesterday with Joe Zepecki of the what side you're on, because I am sure there is tons of people who are Republicans or right-leaning people who are, you know, very like clutching their pearls this morning that he would say such a thing to a potential constituent.
Yeah, but if they voted for Trump, they can't clutch anything.
Fair. But I saw this, and, you know, there was such a cheer, and I think it was kind of one of those moments where you kind of want politicians who are going to stand up to the bullies. And
yeah,
and there's been so it's like I agree that I don't necessarily want politicians cursing, just dropping F-bombs like it's the locker room. But I do think there's something as far as using it for emphasis and being a little bit more relatable and getting fired up. Like every once in a while, Tony Evers will curse. Mm-hmm. Like I think at the DPW convention, so the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention in June, Roe had just been turned over,
yeah,
and he was speaking. And, you know, he's so soft-spoken most of the time, but I think he does have a kind of a potty mouth, and I've heard he has a pretty dry sense of humor. But he's talking, and he just says, "That's bull," and he said it. And so I think everyone's, like, and it's, there is something when used correctly that feels, from a politician, that feels like, I don't know.
It. Like, I mean, it also shows a sense of that they're not just, a lot of politicians could have seen that happen, or they could have skipped over it. They could have addressed it. They could have, but they could have even worse addressed it in a politician's way, which have been very like, you know, scripted in your head. And like, I don't think what I said was very funny. I don't, you know, like there's a billion ways you could approach it. I think the way that Beto did also speaks to his personality. It's very on brand for him. He's a punk rock kid. He grew up in El Paso skateboarding with the punk rockers. And
you think Beto's been in a lot of fights, like fist fights?
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it also seems like, I mean, I don't know, but like, I just know he grew up with the band, the Mars Volta, and they're one of my favorite bands. So like, they
got them on the bumper music today.
I did not put them on the bumper music, but yeah, I mean, it's like, I think absolutely go for it. You stand up, you speak your mind, and if it includes a cuss, then go for it. Yeah, don't be gratuitous about it. Don't be the swearing like a sailor politician, but yeah, it gets the point across. And it gets and we wouldn't have seen that clip had he not said it. It would have been another town hall about gun violence, because they're happening all the time all over the country.
Well, especially in Texas.
Yeah, right. But because he said that, that's why we're seeing it. And the way, and if you watch the video, he's dramatic. He does act outs in that video. Like, he gets down on a knee and he's like, "Used for in Vietnam." I'm like, what is this dude? Is he doing an improv scene?
I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, he's really committing to this.
Yeah, I mean,
presentation.
That guy who laughed probably thinks Alex Jones is being given a hard day.
And he
at the
might
court,
have been, so. Honestly, he might have been laughing more at Beto's like kneeling, acting out the AR-15 rather than the children dying.
Honestly, like I thought to myself, like, what if that dude's like, that wasn't why I was laughing. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, like back up.
You're right. I'm an MF-er, but I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I was laughing because of your improv act out. I'm sorry.
You've trained. What is that, annoyance theater?
Groundlings?
Second City? You're good. You should be on the SNL.
But I will say, because I always come back to this, because I would say in any time, I have a potty mouth, I would say being on the radio has helped me rein it in.
But once the mic's off, oh my God.
And
hide your children.
I remember once, what this was years ago, but a headline of multiple studies have been done on this. But in general, despite the social etiquette and cultural norms of not cursing, there have been studies done that found that people who swear are considered more trustworthy and honest.
Okay. I mean,
I always use that as my comeback when my parents are like, Kristen, don't say it like that. But yeah, it says, in fact, various studies have revealed that a little cursing could actually be food for the soul and indicate authenticity.
I mean, I think that he authentically presented himself and his thoughts on that person who laughed. So I don't disagree with that. But, you know, I mean, I've met a lot of people who swear a lot and I can't trust them. I mean, I think it goes more to the personality of the human rather than whether or not they're going to.
Whether it's not the word itself does not invoke trust. It's
drop a curse in church.
It still matters if the person themselves is actually a trustworthy person.
Why'd you vote for him? Guy cannot stop swearing. I mean, it is honesty all the way.
Totally trusted with my life.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
All right. So. In conclusion is sparingly.
Yeah.
We're okay with some swearing from our curse words. I mean, some swearing from our curse words, some swearing from our politicians.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think you're right. It's if it happens every once in a while, it can grab you, but it can bring attention. It can fire you up. I mean, I can't remember what it it wasn't even really a curse. When Barack Obama made a comment about Kanye West back when he was president, I can't remember what he called him, but like it was a curse, and it was out of step of Barack Obama's normal, very composed demeanor.
I don't remember this.
I think he called him the A word, maybe a horse's A word.
I think we can say ass on the radio.
Jackass. I think he may call him a jackass. Which
we'll find out now.
Yeah, I'll pay the fine. But like I think even like that's the thing is even when a quote unquote curse word. That's that, you know, minute. But when it's coming out of the mouth of someone who never does it, you're like, whoa.
You're like, oh, they must be serious.
Oh, dad just swore. Oh, we're in trouble now. He's going to take away my Nintendo.
Don't make me pull over this car. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a cheese theme park that's not in Wisconsin. But maybe it should be. Yeah. Maybe that's our next tourist destination. We're here with our guest, Greg Bach. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We'll be right back.